If it's October, which it is, then it must be ADHD Awareness Month, which it is. And if it's ADHD Awareness Month, it must be time for TED Talks from Ada. They're kind of like TED Talks, but shorter, snappier, ADHD friendly, if you will. And this year, they're all about executive function. You know, that front part of our ADHD brains that helps us plan and prioritize, remember what we're doing, following through, or not. So here's your chance to hear from 31 different experts. It's just another way Ada supports adults with ADHD. Let's listen in.
Hello, my name is Annette Tabor, and I live in Fort Lauderdale. I am an adult with ADHD that was diagnosed late in life. Even though I knew something was wrong growing up, I didn't know what to do about it. I couldn't get the grades that I wanted, no matter how hard I studied. And as I got older, my career goals weren't attainable to me. I just didn't know what was the matter. I was diagnosed with ADHD at age 50. And when I was diagnosed, I was so happy to learn that yes, there was something wrong, but there was something that I could do about it, and there was something that I could help to make my life more productive. I began reading and listening to people everywhere to find out about ADHD. I was a teacher for 40 years, and I retired recently, and I also learned a little bit about ADHD as I was teaching, but the most I learned about was coming from support groups for ADHD. When I was first diagnosed, I was told about CHAD, Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder, and I joined and became a chapter coordinator in my hometown then of Coral Springs, Florida. I did this for 20 years, and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I learned so much at the conferences. I met amazing people that I'm still, speakers and people that were just attending, that I'm still friendly and talk with today. But when I retired, I decided I wanted to find something more for adults like me, so I joined ADA. I joined ADA about 4 years ago, and I began volunteering with ADA. I just loved it and learned so much and made so many really good friends. I am a facilitator of two of ADA's support groups, the Healthy Habits for the ADHD Brain and the Retiree Check-In, and I've learned so much from the people in my groups. Right now, I am a member of ADA's Board of Directors. I feel honored and pleased that I can serve with the other board members. So today I'm going to give you a TED Talk on executive function. You might say, what is executive function? Executive function is a cognitive process. It helps organize thoughts. It has to do with prioritizing tasks, managing time efficiently, and making decisions. And the skills involved with executive function are paying attention, organizing and planning, starting and working on and finishing tasks, managing your emotions, and keeping track of what you're doing and keeping it within self-control too. When I heard about these skills, I said, yes, as an adult with ADHD, I need some help in these executive function areas. Recently, my therapist and I were talking, and she came up with an excellent idea. She said, why don't you take these skills that you're working on and put them on either a note card, or you can put them on construction paper and keep them all together. You can keep them in a box, you can keep them in a folder, somewhere where you'll be able to organize them and they can remind you of the things that you're working on. So she gave me an example and picked something that we had been working on. On the first card, I wrote, think, pause, and then talk. The reason why she picked this for first is because I knew that I had recently got myself into some situations where instead of thinking, I would just talk and either made someone angry, made myself angry, or just was completely off the subject when I did talk like that. So I wrote that for my first card. On the second card, I decided to write, always pay attention. The reason why I say always pay attention is I found myself at some meetings or webinars I was listening to that I was doodling on my paper instead of really writing notes or just listening. Sometimes I would be writing my shopping list or my to-do list, and then all of a sudden I would realize, what did that speaker say? I think I missed the last sentence. So I keep that handy, that little card, whenever I am listening to something. On the other card, number three, I wrote organized tasks. And here's the example I used. I wanted to clean my office room where I work from home, but I was always not doing it. I always was leaving it and doing something else. So this is what I did. Set a timer and for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then I started on one side of the room. It's better if you work on cleaning it in order. The first the corner, then the middle, then the other corner. And don't leave the room until the timer comes off so that you're not stopping and doing something else. If you would find something that you had to take to another room while you were organizing or cleaning, just leave it there by the door and take it when you're done. I found this idea to work. The next idea that I thought about is organizing my thoughts when I was writing and trying to work with working memory instead of always starting over. I, from time to time, have the pleasure of interviewing and writing an article for Ada's newspaper, The Insider. I interview people in Ada, members who've done something special, who want to tell their story of how they were diagnosed or something about their ADHD and relationships, whatever it is. So recently I decided that I was going to make an outline. So when I had to do another interview, instead of starting from the beginning, the outline or the organized part would say, you know, when did this happen? You know, was it when they were a child or later in life or going to school? Was it something with other people? Just some general notes, some general questions, and then each interview is individual, so I go on from there. So this is another one that I wrote. Another one that I wrote is start and then work on the project and complete. It sounds easy, but sometimes I found myself trying to work on the ending before I really got the middle done. So that's a good thing too. The last one I'm going to talk about is managing emotions. And I wrote that like that on the card. But what I meant was, if you see that something happens, instead of getting angry, walk away. Or instead of instead of doing it today, wait till another day. Go outside, call someone when you're ready. Just manage those emotions. Don't let them come, and organize them too when they're going to come and it's not the right time and it's not actually effective. So these are the areas that I wanted to talk to you about for executive functions. Thank you for allowing me to give my TED Talk and for joining us on Ada's TED Talks. Have a nice day, and don't forget to pay attention.
Hey, congrats, you did it. Listen to the entire TED Talk. And if you think this is great info, there's even more at the 2022 International ADHD Conference. It's a hybrid conference that happens November 16th through the 19th, live in Dallas, Texas, simulcast on the web as a virtual event. Find out more at ADDA, that's ADD.org, where you can catch ADHD webinars, join peer support groups, and get ADHD classes. It's truly priceless, but membership costs less than $8 a month. Okay, enough of the chatter. We'll see you tomorrow with more executive function information.